Together is a new movie by Chinese director Chen Kaige. It tells the story of a young violinist who comes to understand the value of music and family over career. It's the first movie by the director of Farewell My Concubine and The Emperor and the Assassin to be set in contemporary China. It also addresses the country's growing materialism. Beth Accomando from member station KPBS reports.
Chen Kaige grew up in China during the Cultural Revolution of the 1960s. He saw Red Guards destroy his family's books and music, and he was forced to denounce his own father, who was then a prominent filmmaker. Chen says music provided an escape when a friend revealed that he still had some forbidden records.
We lock ourselves up in a very dark room, which is a part of warehouse, and we listen to classical music. And at that time, I was a pretty sad and depressed boy. And, all of a sudden, I really feel like, I become more comfortable, more confident about myself. So this is a very dramatic moment in my life. I feel like, the door to the heaven is opened, The music itself really bring us, something called hope.
The music that Chen and his friend listened to was European classical music. The filmmaker pays tribute to it in Together, which tells the story of a young boy who leaves his village for Beijing to find a violin teacher. In the big city, his playing attracts the attention of a neighbor.
Hey, 拉起那孩子！这儿，这儿，是叫我吗？没错，就是叫你，上来。
The neighbor is Lily, a party girl who delights in fancy clothes and lives off of rich married men. She can't imagine toiling in a factory for paltry wages. According to actress Chen Hung, the character is a symbol of China's move toward American-style consumerism.
I play this woman who represents a Chinese economy in transition and woman's role in this. I play Lily, who's a very materialistic woman. In her life, the most important thing is money. And the second most important thing is still money.
Lily is one of the reasons filmmaker Chen Kaige says he had to set Together in contemporary China.
I care about what's going on in Chinese society. I noticed that there are a lot of change taking place. That in the past, many people said that I just didn't want to do the contemporary piece. Now I think I changed my mind. I want to do a contemporary stories. So I just making this film to tell people what's going on there in Chinese society. I mean, when we are making more money, in the same time, probably we're losing our own cultural value.
That could apply to a young musician pushed to succeed, as well as to a Chinese film industry that's become increasingly focused on the bottom line. Since the changeover in 1997, Chen acknowledges that the commercially minded Hong Kong film industry has had an impact on mainland China, showing the Chinese how to cater to audience desires and produce commercial movies. That means that art house filmmakers like Chen Kaige have to learn the new rules of the marketplace.
For example, back to the 20 years ago, at that time, we didn't have any pressure, like how to finance the film, what's the reaction from audience? Because at that time, it didn't matter. The studio will finance your movie and probably make only one print, then few people come to see the movie, but you gain the reputation as a great filmmaker and something like that. This kind of things cannot exist anymore.
Chen says he was struck by the contrast between the old and the new during a press trip he took to Japan with his young star, Tang Young, who is himself a talented violinist.
In Tokyo, when we were with the Japanese press, one of the woman journalists asked him, "So what is the difference between you and the part you have played in this movie?" And he said this huge difference, because, if I'm so close to success, I will grab it. I can say that I was disappointed. Maybe my generation people can be very idealistic, but I just felt, oh, now I know the difference, between the young generation and me.
American audiences will see how that clash of values plays out in Together. But in the film, the younger generation is idealistic. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.